You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin with a reading. Our text is the Federal Reserve's 8 times a year survey of the American economy, broken down along regional lines, one region for each of its district banks. It's colloquially known as the Beige Book for the color of its hard copy cover before, of course, we all started reading it online. Anyway, today is Beige Book Day, and as you might imagine, the readings we have chosen for you are grim. Here is the very first line. Economic activity declined in all districts, falling sharply in most. Also, consumer spending fell further. And the outlook remained highly uncertain, and most contacts were pessimistic about the potential pace of recovery. But there was also this. Securing PPP loans helped many businesses limit or avoid layoffs, which makes our lead story today all the more relevant. The House is set to vote this week on a bill that would relax or adjust a whole lot of the, well, complicated rules of the Paycheck Protection Program, the aforementioned PPP. Marketplace's Justin Ho, he has been on this story from the beginning, checked in with some small business owners to see what they are thinking.
If businesses want their PPP loans forgiven, they have to spend the money in 8 weeks. Tiffany Turner, the co-founder of Adrift Hospitality, which runs 5 hotels in Washington State, says there's a problem with that.
The recovery is going to take a lot longer than 8 weeks. In fact, you know, most of us are still going to be in the crisis when that 8 weeks is up.
Turner says she's worried she'll have to lay people off after 8 weeks, given how hard the pandemic has hit her industry. The House bill would give businesses 16 additional weeks to spend their PPP money. Turner says that would go a long way toward getting her loan forgiven, something she was counting on when she took it.
There's so much uncertainty about the next 12 to 18 months that taking on any additional debt is just bad business at this point.
The proposal would also do away with the requirement that businesses spend 75% of their PPP loans on payroll. That would free up money for inventory, rent, and other loan payments. Vermont restaurant owner Mark Fryer says he needs more flexibility, especially if he gets more time to spend the loan money.
As you extend out the time, we're going to continue to have those fixed costs of rent and utilities.
If a loan isn't forgiven, the House bill would extend the amount of time businesses have to pay it off, from 2 years to 5. Fryer says that would help bring down his monthly payments, but they'd still be pretty steep.
Mine would drop from $25,000 to $10,000 a month, but that still represents basically my profitability for years.
If businesses want their loans fully forgiven, they still have to bring back their employee headcounts. Matt Hetrick runs the accounting firm Harmony Group. He says overall, the extensions would give businesses more time to figure out how to do that.
You'll be able to plan, and if you're not going to get your full forgiveness, you can plan for that.
Hetrick says these changes would help reduce the confusion that surrounded the program from day one, and would help companies accomplish the goal of the PPP loans, keeping employees working. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Okay, we are going to get a little weedy here, a little wonky, as one is obliged to do from time to time, so apologies in advance. We ended yesterday with a vocabulary quiz, noting that we will get a key measurement of inflation in this economy, how much prices are going up, at the end of the week. We had asked you the difference between deflation, falling prices over time, yes, I'm giving you the answers, and disinflation, which is a slowdown in the rate of inflation, actually falling prices versus prices going up more slowly. Anyway, we did that to get to this today. One of the things that can contribute to inflation, a quick primer here now on something called the velocity of money.
The turnover of money, how much money gets spent from person to businesses and businesses to businesses.
That's Kathy Bus-Jancic. She is chief U.S. financial economist at Oxford Economics, talking literally about the speed of money in this economy over time. So, let's talk about these times, shall we? Consumer demand is low, which means consumer spending is down, which means the velocity of money is down. So if it's down, where's that money going?
We've seen an increase in precautionary savings. So the savings rate has gone from, you know, roughly a little bit below 8% to about 13% in just the last few months.
The savings rate in this country right now, the highest it's been since 1975. Of course, it is easy to save when so many businesses are closed.
But they're also worried, probably, of what the future holds. So for now, they're greatly increasing, you know, the savings rate.
Although things will pick up slowly, to be sure.
After we've all been locked up, just going down to the local store seems like a big outing, right? Or going to our local restaurant. there's a big leap from that to, say, booking your holiday to Hawaii.
And so the moral of the story is that money is going to be moving pretty slowly in this economy for a while.
That takes a whole nother level of confidence that, you know, we just don't think is there, and it won't be there for some period of time.
Our thanks to Kathy Busjancic. She is at Oxford Economics for walking us through that one. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.